Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Jones, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, December 7th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Jones, Pacific Press, California. Dear Brother, I have just received a letter from Edson stating that, in order to obtain means, he had been compelled to sell you half the interest in his coming book. This I cannot consent he should do. Send him $500 and charge the same to my account. Tell him by letter that this is my request. It has been opened before me that Edson has been unwise in using money for his boat when he needed every dollar to invest in the books he would publish. He has made a mistake, but I shall not leave him in the hands of any power that has presided at the Review and Herald office. If the Lord will help me, I will not permit again that which was done by the Review and Herald office in regard to the book Gospel Primer. When those who did this work stand before the throne of God, they will wish that the record of it could be wiped out. Please send Edson White the money he needs, and I shall stand my chance. If anyone has a part in the income of his book, it will be his mother, for value received of me. The money received by me above the actual debt, I will donate to the cause of God, to build up the work in the southern field. I am determined that the arrangement Edson has made shall not stand. Please do as I have stated. I made arrangements with Dr. Kellogg to look after Edson's interest and furnish him with the necessary means to complete his book, but I suppose the doctor's many cares have made him forget. I wish to know if you have done anything in the matter I wrote you about, regarding the money that was taken from me for Brother Leininger and Mrs. Scott. I am waiting to see what you and our responsible men in California will do. If you put the matter before the churches, telling them just how the case stands, I am sure that they have heart enough to see that it is not fair or just for me to carry the burdens which belong to their own conference. Perhaps it will be best for me to get out a statement and send it to every church in California. If you do not do something in this matter, this will be my next resort, for I know that this burden should not be placed on me. New fields are opening here constantly. Our last camp meeting in Sydney created a living interest. We thank the Lord for this. A meeting house must now be built to accommodate the believers in Sydney and the suburbs near. I have subscribed £25 toward this. Elder Haskell, £25. Elder Starr, £10. And Elder Baker, £10. Several others have subscribed. One couple, who have recently come into the truth, pledged £20. It is the land costing so much that makes it difficult for us. The cost of the land will be as much as the cost of the building. The work that has been going forward in Stanmore is deepening and broadening. Many are convinced of the truth and are taking their position, while some who have been interested are losing their interest. The interested ones are being closely followed up. The interest in the camp meeting at Melbourne has been remarkable. During the meeting, hundreds could not get into the tent. Hundreds stood on the outside. A splice of 30 feet was put in the tent, and yet it would not hold the people. Even yet, though the camp meeting has broken up, the people still come to the evening meetings. Only 6 or 10 have taken their stand, yet there will be more. I believe that many souls will be converted. The interest seems much as it did in 1843. Camp meetings must be held in different parts of Melbourne. A great work is to be done in sounding the last message of mercy to the world. We need means now, and we must have means. I ask you again to make a fair statement of these matters to the conference. If you and others say, "We cannot take the means from our conference," how will your decision stand on the books of heaven? Will you let me bear the whole load, or will you call upon the churches of California and ask them to take the shares from me? It is not now my duty to do this for the California Conference. I would gladly do it if I were not in a destitute field where I have to invest means in deepening and broadening the work. I ask you to relieve me of Brother Leininger's case. You said that you would see Willie first and counsel with him in reference to the matter. I have not heard one word from Willie regarding this, but I know that he would not let this weight fall upon me if you presented matters as you could easily do. I tell you that it is not right. Let the people lift this load. Do not let it all fall on me. Had I thought that it would have been allowed to fall on me, I would not have done as I have.